Apparently. This is SRN News.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Passionate about sports? Want to talk college, prep, or pros? It's time to enter the Sports Zone with Patrick Hyland. Call in. Tell Patrick how you see it. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now, your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Hope everybody's doing well out there in Radio Land. Tampa Bay, a little cool today. 50 degrees coming in here. Josh, I'm not digging it, man. That's not right. This is Josh Levinson with me with FanDuel. We're going to talk a little bit about FanDuel here in a minute. They're going to get it together for you folks that listen to the show on unfortunate scenarios yesterday. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, it's been a little chilly the past couple mornings. I was playing some pickleball with some friends this morning. Sun was out, nice and bright. It was a little chilly, but warmed up a bit.
I want to be able to get in the kitchen and smash the ball.
Okay. You got to play some volleyball. You got the hype for it.
All right, then. I guess it might not be my game. But I notice how you can jump to the side, and in essence, you're in the kitchen, but not you're in the front door of the kitchen, or side door.
We're getting real inside baseball here, but to be able to hit the ball effectively, accurately, with the right amount of power, not sending it out of bounds, and still land your body, you know, while moving forward and jumping that, if you can do that effectively and efficiently, more power to you.
I like it. Maybe I can get into this game after all. After I saw some guys do that, I said, okay, well, they're not totally eliminating me from serving and smashing, but I'm just not allowed to rush the net. I have to rush the post.
Well, or if you can manage to jump over the net, get some hurdles, that works too.
That's legal?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. You just got to be able to pull it off.
Yeah, right. I guarantee that's not legal. You're a funny guy, though. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in. Beautiful Sports Sunday. We're going to have some great football today. Got the Dolphins going up to Buffalo. Going to freeze and have the third-string quarterback, Skylar Thompson. And then also the 4:30 special, the Cincinnati Bengals take on the Baltimore Ravens. And then, pardon me. Help me out here, Josh. Want to make a mistake. Put me in check. It's going to be the Giants at Minnesota at 4:30, and then 8:15 it'll be the Ravens.
AFC, NFC, AFC.
Right. What I really like is the Dolphins playing the Bills for a third time and Cincinnati playing Baltimore for a third time. I really think that's fantastic. I think it's freaking ridiculous.
You don't think division opponents should face each other?
You know my thoughts. I don't believe in you play each other twice a year. Okay, Florida State doesn't play Florida twice a year, do they? No, they don't. Okay, do the same thing with pro ball. Have them play everybody one time.
Michigan and Ohio State could have faced each other.
Yeah, it's going to be a fluke. Okay, all right, it's going to be a fluke for it to happen. No, I have no problem in the playoffs, Josh, because then you are going to face somebody a second time.
Right,
you know, and then
face everyone at least once before you face someone else twice.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I get that.
Good, I appreciate you.
I was thinking about yesterday watching the games when the 49ers went up, because you made the comment that if it's a meaningless game, they shouldn't even play. Like Bucks and Falcons last week, or the, you know, whoever. Should they have just called that 49ers Seahawks game in about the fourth quarter when it was out of hand? You know, when the result was already in?
Oh, I see.
Or even when the Jaguars were down 27-0, should they have just called it off? Because, there's no way anyone can come back. Why even play the game, according to your logic?
No. I'm not saying you can always come back. Now, it's funny you'd bring that up. And obviously, pros are different than high school and college, obviously. You know what they do in high school, right? When you're up 28-0? Yes.
Should they have done a running clock in the national championship game on Monday when Georgia was running up on TCU?
That ain't a bad idea on that one, but no, you just play it. Now, let's talk about that. Do you think the Georgia coach could have left off the gas pedal a little bit?
Of course he could have.
Should he've?
No.
No.
I always agree with Bill Belichick on that one. If you didn't want us to score, you should have stopped us.
Oh, okay.
He brought in his backups. The backups were better. I mean, what, you know, I think Georgia's B team still would have covered the spread.
Probably so.
They did, I mean, even that Duggan was missing throws all on his own before the game got out of hand, but they were getting
I like him, but I don't know if he's a pro quarterback.
He's a college quarterback, kind of like Stetson Bennett.
Yes.
You know?
Do you think C.J. Stroud's going to be a pro quarterback? Bryce Young?
Yeah.
You think those guys will do it?
We'll see. You're going to see the Kentucky kid rise, and just in because, that, you know, the draft always goes. The Kentucky kid's going to rise up. And the shorter quarterbacks are going to get ridiculed because of the Russell Wilson regression, even though he had an amazing career. I think that's silly. But more importantly, right. Kyler Murray more recently and his durability concerns and that sort of stuff.
Tua, Lamar, it's tough, man. When you get hit by 250 pounds, you can slide all you want. Sooner or later, you're going to get a cutie pie to give you a cheap shot, even when you slide. So, last night, I saw one that, you know, sometimes the DB's already going, you know. I don't know, man. That's a real tough one, you know, about the sliding. If you're going to slide, you know what? They ought to do it if you're within a 2-foot radius and you get hit. Too bad, man. You slid late. What's your thoughts about that, Josh?
It's just tough. It's the way that these guys were taught, trying to change the rules, trying to change the plays. You can see in the way that, like, Josh Allen obviously has a much bigger body, and
right.
so he handles himself as such. And some of them are just smarter about it, the way that they take hits. I think we talked about, you know, Tom Brady, and obviously he's not mobile in any way, but the difference between Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Two bigger guys, taller guys, but Brady has been so much more durable in his career just because he's learned how to take hits.
Yeah. No, you have to go with the shot. If you're going to get sacked, take the sack. Don't try to fight it because you're going to get hurt more. That's a great point. I do, before we get any further, I do want to thank all our police men and women out there, the men and women in blue. Appreciate you patrolling the streets and keeping it safe here and all over the country. So people streaming, checking us out. We maybe have a call from a gentleman from Jacksonville. We're going to talk about that game. What a trip. How about the firemen out there and the women, too, in the fire department? That's a tough gig, man, rushing into a fire to save somebody. Let me tell you, you got to have a lot of courage to do that. And then last but not least, our military. Every day, they strap it on and they come to play, talking about football. And guess what? They get paid very little for what they do. So when they get benefits later on in life, you know what? They've earned them 10 times over. So keep that in mind when we look at things in life and make suggestions about what we should do. That's a very important part of our society. And God bless those people because freedom isn't free. Josh, I can't believe the Jacksonville game, man. I knew it wasn't over. You know, I'm always the guy who believes that if you're within 4 touchdowns, okay, you still got a shot, at least if there's a half left. I'll tell you what hurt him, that letting Jacksonville go down the field and hit Ingram for that touchdown to make it 27-7 at half. Something, you know, that didn't turn out well. And then when they got the ball, you know, you got to find a way to sustain a drive. 3 points in the second half, Josh? From, you know, the Chargers, that was terrible. But congratulations to Jacksonville. They found a way to win. And then Bosa, who's one heck of a defensive player, and then, you know, he slams his helmet on the ground. You know, it was a very bad officiated game on both sides of the ball, in my opinion, Josh. Would you concur with that?
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, it was terrible.
But the refs still performed better than Brandon Staley.
Oh, is he fired tomorrow?
Oh, he's fired today.
He's done,
he's
right?
He's got to be gone. He has to be gone. You can't continue to waste Justin Herbert like this.
Thank you.
He's atrocious. He's absolutely atrocious.
I hope he called Sean Payton at midnight last night and said, Sean, are you up? Yes, I am. I think you're flying out here Monday, right, Sean? Thank you. I would love to see Payton go there with Herbert. I think the Chargers, if that happens.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And that's what a lot of people expect to happen. The Broncos, too, though. That's another one because apparently he thinks he can take care of Russ and that sort of thing. But he probably didn't know if this job was going to be open or not. But
I agree.
I think my main takeaway last night is that Brandon Staley is just an absolutely terrible, atrocious coach. It's just inexcusable, some of the decisions that he's made.
No, it really is. You know, I mean, truthfully, I think Hackett should have been given a little bit more leash than this guy, if you really want to go at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just playing, having Mike Williams get hurt and then not be available, playing him in an inconsequent, like a
meaningless
game.
That was brilliant,
game,
wasn't it? Brilliant
just,
move.
It doesn't,
I mean.
And getting Bosa banged up, and then, I don't know. You definitely can instill much confidence. I know he's an analytics guy and all that, and so people enjoy that, and I do as well. It's awesome to have that new age sort of thinking. But
I want to get to Bosa throwing his helmet on the ground and get your feelings about that, but we'll take Robbie's call right now. Good morning, Robbie. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I was wondering what you think about the 68,000 fans in attendance at the Alamo Dome the other day. And I was wondering where Scott Robinson is today.
Oh, great question. Scott is at a park and rec center meeting for Hillsborough County. He's on top of that board now because he was the president of TBYFL before the place turned upside down. And it's a shame, but he paid his dues for over 30-plus years, and he wanted to do something different and run for political office in Hillsborough County.
Yep.
And so,
tell him good luck at Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah, man, we'll do it. Thanks, Robbie.
Okay. Have a good day.
Have a great day, God man. Bless. Enjoy football. Yep. You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, we should have mentioned why your pop isn't here, Josh, and he's doing a great thing there, trying to get our park and rec department squared away here in Hillsborough County, and that's always a good thing because, my personal opinion, if I didn't have sports, Josh, I don't know where my life would be. And I'm sure I'm not the only one out there. All these kids that had opportunities to play sports, it gives you a foundation because life's a team game, man, just like football, just like all team sports. It gets you to learn how to work with other people and operate accordingly. Getting to Bosa, throwing his helmet. Should that have been a penalty, really? I mean, he was at the sideline. He was mad. He was getting held all day, too. The ref should have said, you know, I understand his frustration. I should have probably thrown the flag, but no.
Was that the same sequence where he would, like, as he was leaving the field, he said something to the ref, and then the white cap ran after him and then threw the flag?
Yeah.
And then, so he threw his helmet because he got the personal foul. So, because you could see, look, that was a white cap, and you don't often see a player walk by a ref, and then the ref, like, kind of chase him down and be like, what did you just say? What did you just say to me? What was that?
Yeah, open your eyes because I've been getting held all day.
Yeah, yeah. But the reality is everyone has to hold the composure. Everyone has to maintain and not – yeah, so that is – like, do I agree with the rule, the penalty in the first place? Maybe not, but the penalty is a penalty. Everyone else managed to not say something. They got a flag thrown on them and managed to not slam their helmet on the ground, so.
Should – do you – it all. I don't agree with, if it works out, it's the right call. What have you gone for two in that situation?
Would I have gone? Oh, you're talking about in the Yahoo. Yes, because I think you have to. I think just
from the
message it sends, you're from the 1 yard line. If you cannot gain a yard, because that's the type of thing where, again, analytics cannot measure that. You cannot measure the way that hypes the team up, the message it sends to the rest of the team. Our head coach believes in us. Our head coach is willing to put us out there instead of a little tweeny kicker that doesn't even practice with us and doesn't even stay in the locker room with us at halftime and that sort of thing. It's like, all right, guys, let's do this. And I think, you know, and you can
That's
get
why
1 yard.
I love Doug Pedersen.
Absolutely. The way that they were moving the ball, the momentum that they had and everything, they were absolutely, I think it was a great call. And then, none of that, the fourth down call. But, you know, and having the triple, you know, like triple win in the hand. Yeah, it was beautiful. It really, really was. It was, you know, if you're a Jaguars fan, the complete turn from Urban Meyer last year.
Oh, my gosh.
And now where they are now. And
thank God Doug Pedersen was. I'm going to call him Pedersen forever, bro. You know, hey, you spell a P-E-D. How am I supposed to say your name? Right? I mean, really. But anyway, to each his own.
Dougie P,
man. God bless him. Hey, he beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, so God bless him.
With that sort of aggressive play calling, absolutely.
You come to play to win, man. Like Herman Edwards said, we play the game to win.
And I think that was a great kind of foil for each other last night, where Staley is pure numbers, pure analytics, doesn't really have a feel for anything. It's just constantly, okay, what does the model say in this situation? Dougie has a feel for the boys. He has a feel for the team. He knows, all right, you got to get a sense of it.
For baseball, I think it has more... You know, because baseball isn't as emotional a game as football. Would you concur with that logic?
Mm-hmm.
That's why. So it's not going to work out when you do it that way. Hey, we got Jack calling from Jacksonville. I'm sure he's a Jaguar fan. Good morning, Jack. How are you? You must be happy as a lark.
Yeah, I'm about as good as one could be after winning a playoff game for the first time in about 5 years. So I am on top of the world.
There you go, man. Now, without your heart getting involved, can they beat the Kansas City Chiefs and Mr. Patrick Mahomes and Mr. Reed?
I will say, obviously an uphill battle. They lost to him in the regular season pretty soundly. But the way that they're playing right now, and as Josh just alluded to, the trust that we have in our coaching staff, I think that there's a chance. And I wouldn't say it's likely, but I'm going to go into that game with the mindset that we could win, and that's hopefully what we do.
Amen, Jack. No, that's what you got to feel and believe. Yeah, crazier things have happened. Who would have thought Cincinnati would have went to the Super Bowl last year? Nobody. If you really looked at the AFC last year, you can't tell me Cincinnati was in your top four of going to the Super Bowl, but the perfect storm hit. Agree, Josh?
And that's a great comparison. If you think about all the close games the Jaguars had, Lawrence, Burrow, that sort, you know, new coaching, those sorts, there are a lot of parallels there that are very interesting. It's just at Arrowhead is going to be very, very tough.
Now,
and that's,
go ahead, Jack.
That's what, sorry, I
no, you're fine.
Cut you off. But the parallel is exactly the one that I've been using since we beat the Titans last week. I said there's a Cincinnati Bengals feel to it. Young quarterback that's kind of got that chip on his shoulder, first overall pick. Some doubters out there. He's got a lot to prove. In the way that he's meshing with Peterson, in the way that former Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach Mike Caldwell has got that defense tuned up, played hard for four quarters, given a short field a bunch of times yesterday and last night's game, and they continued to come out, stayed focused, continued to provide effort, and really showed that they just believed in the scheme and believed in the personnel. So it was inspiring for me as a Jags fan who's used to being on the short end of the stick. I'm elated right now.
No, man, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for all the people in Jacksonville, state of Florida. I mean, I don't see Miami being able to pull off the upset today, but if they were, and then Tampa Bay wins tomorrow, all three Florida teams in the playoffs and all three Florida teams win, that'd be pretty wild. But I think Miami's, they just don't have enough firepower for the Bills.
Skylar Thompson, and yeah. I was talking with this about Jack on the way in here, actually. I think there is a non-zero chance that they're going to have DeMar Hamlin lead them out of the tunnel today. And in a surprise, you know, nobody expecting him to be there, that sort of thing. And the camera pans over to him, and the stadium's going to go absolutely berserk. I think Skyler's going to wet himself right then and there. I don't think he's going to be able to complete a pass all day long. Like, it's, you know, that stadium is going to be rocking.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Now, how's the weather up there, Josh, today? Probably going to be in the 25-degree weather with it being 50 here. Normally, it's about a 25-degree swing. More times than not.
Yeah, it's not supposed to rain. Sunny, as cold as it is here today, it's really not that big of a difference. They're saying 26,
that's
highs
like
in the mid-20s.
We'll get up to 60. Yeah. It's always about a 25 to 30-degree change, depending on if they get a really silly cold front, and they're minus 10 and we're 60.
And in the cold, it's usually easier to run the ball, more smash mouth, ground, and pound, and neither of those teams are really that sort of.
If Buffalo handles Mostert, they won't have a prayer.
Is he in? He was in the concussion protocol. Did he make it back?
I believe they said he's going to play.
Okay,
so double check that. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what he can do. Nope. Jack, anything else on your mind?
Most it out, just to put a bow on that.
Just a couple things. I put some notes down just because, like I said, I have, you know, I could talk about this Jag team for days on end.
Yeah, but, I love it. It's good to be a fan.
I'm sure that I will. But so, again, with the defense, the way that they played from start to finish, we put them behind the eight ball every single time, and we continue to fight. I love to see that, like you guys referenced earlier, going from an Urban Meyer team that was disarray, shambles, to now having a coaching staff, putting the guys in the right place to thrive, everybody seeming to believe in each other. I just love to see that. The way they regrouped at half, a whole different game, down 27-7 at halftime, come out and just immediately start to take over the game as if it was a brand new game. I love to see that too. The Bosa tantrum situation, he has a C on his jersey. there is no excuse for acting like that. He had two personal fouls. One of them was on the kickoff, or given credited on the kickoff, which gave us the ability to pin them back at about the 13-yard line.
That's right.
Which hurts them. And then obviously the one that gave us the chance to get the two-point conversion.
Yes,
from the 1 yard line, which is, you know, the difference between the 2 yard line, the 1 yard line is a pretty big deal when it comes to the types of play calls that you have, the options that
and
you have.
And that was so smart
there.
Of Lawrence to see that he could just reach over the center because they didn't have a nose guard really in the position to push him back, which was kind of foolish on their part. We're going to, Jack, we're up against a hard timeout, but hey, man, call in next week. Let's hope the Jags pull it off, man. And if they do, call in. And if they don't and you still feel like it, call in, my man. It was a pleasure hearing from you. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. Jack from Jacksonville, baby. You're listening to the Sports Zone on AM 860, The Answer. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, Josh and I will analyze all three games today, and then we'll get into the old Buckaroo Cowboys. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone, heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
You get a text message notification, but poof, it's gone. Where did it go? I'm Kim Komando, America's Digital Pro. Whoever sent that text probably unsent it. You can take back messages on most phones now. Let's start with Samsung owners. You're in luck. There's a trick that lets you see all messages, even the ones that disappear. It's hidden in your phone's notification history. So head to settings and type in notification history, and in there, turn on recent and snooze notifications. Boom, there's a list of all those unsent messages. I bet you're going to feel like James Bond seeing that list. Now for our iPhone owners, unless you and your text recipient both have iOS 16, you can't take back a text. If you unsend a message to someone running an older version of the iOS, they'll still see your text, and you'll get a notification attesting to that fact. But if you both have iOS 16, you have to act quickly. You can only get it back within 2 minutes of sending it. Want more tech smarts? Get my new daily podcast called Kim Komando Today. What do you do when something just doesn't work? You Google it. Too often, that's a complete waste of time. You need someone to hold your hand. Maybe you're lucky enough to have someone to call for help or come over. But let's face it, they're too busy for you. Finding tech support online is risky. That's why I partner with top tech experts to give you 24/7 live support that you can trust. They'll fix your problems or there's no charge. I'm so proud to tell you about GetKimsHelp.com. Whether it's a problem with your Wi-Fi, printer, smartphone, computer, TV, smart speaker, or another connected device, the experts at GetKimsHelp.com fix most issues in 10 minutes or less. High-tech troubleshooting tools like virtual house calls let them resolve even the most complex issues quickly. So stop Googling. Have your problem solved right now. Visit GetKimsHelp.com. It's an affordable way to fix problems with the help from experts who you can trust. GetKimsHelp.com, GetKimsHelp.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, folks, and appreciate you tuning in to AM 860 The Answer. Football wild card weekend. Josh Levinson in studio with me. Josh, you got to help me out. Scott is at a park and rec board meeting. He's going to try to change things in Hillsborough County on the park and rec board. Now that if I say his name wrong, Josh, I need your help. Josh Wostel.
Yes.
Is the man that, you know, brought Scott in to lead that department. He did over 30 years with TBYFL and did a great job. So we'll have Scott back here next Sunday, I believe. Help me out, Josh. What's this super wild card weekend? Really? Now everything's super, right? Everything's super duper. And
I think it's because they added the Monday game, right?
I guess.
Because they made only one team gets a bye now, so yeah. Now we have more teams. And that's super. We have more football. More football means more fun.
Okay. All right. Now, you were watching the ball game with Patrick Hyland Jr., okay? And your pop was with you guys. We'll do a shout-out for him. FloCal, huh? They did a nice job there.
I think that's how you pronounce it, something like that.
That's right next to the King of the Coop, great chicken sandwiches and West Shore Pizza in there. So,
yeah, they're serving, they got their kitchen in there. You know, there's surprisingly, because we are a football town and a hockey town, there really aren't that many just traditional sports bars around Tampa, around the South Tampa. You got Press Box.
I was gonna say Walt's Place. Beef O'Brady's is more of a family get together after sporting events. And soccer, baseball, football.
Absolutely.
Games.
And it's a chain. You know, I always prefer to go with more of the local.
I got you. But the guy started here in Brandon, Florida.
Yeah. That's kind of like the original Hooters as well.
Right. So I'm gonna give them a little credit there.
Because Ducky's is a little more foo-foo. You know, it's a little more hoity-toity. That's not your – that was a Longoria spot, wasn't
it? Yes, it sure was. Yeah. Okay, I've been there. It's you know, it's that way because of where it's located. But most of the people in there are just good sports fans like you and I, Josh. So I don't want to, you know, put it that far out there. It's just location with good old real estate. But you probably didn't. Did you get to hear the broadcast? Tony Dungy is fantastic. Okay.
He did the later game.
Yes.
He was on with Al. Yeah.
Al Michaels telling me, you know, they need to score a touchdown and a field goal or a field goal and a touchdown to tie the game. I mean, that's some insightful broadcasting at its finest. Are you kidding me, Josh?
Yeah.
Please. It's time to retire, Al. Good luck to you. You did great. Have a nice retirement, please. Please.
It's just so hard, you know.
Ken, am I being too harsh on him? No, Ken's agreeing with me. Thank you, sir. How about we got to talk about my man Ken's team, the Bears.
Okay, number one pick.
Yes. Guess what? That's a brilliant, brilliant move how that worked out for him. And Houston was smart, too. Do you think Chicago's going for a quarterback with the first pick?
Yes.
Of course not.
No. I think they are. They're going to trade them for two of the finest offensive linemen in the business.
They're going to trade Justin Fields for...
No. The number one pick.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay,
I agree with you. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Them having the number one pick, Houston knew, let's send Lovie Smith out with a victory, try to salvage his job, which was already gone. But anyway, and guess what? Like you just said, that's what I think. Somebody will trade up from the 10th or 11th spot and say, hey, I want your number one pick, Chicago.
It's a good quarterback field this year, is it not?
It's okay. I'm not sold on Young and Stroud to be all that. Are you, Josh?
We never know. I mean, for crying out loud, Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, last pick of the draft, just went out and lit it up yesterday.
He looked good, old Brock. He was a Purdy quarterback yesterday, baby.
But I tell you what, Justin Fields is looking like the best quarterback of that class, potentially. Like, obviously, Trevor Lawrence is looking nice right now.
Yeah,
now,
but
you know.
No, I mean.
In the first half last night when he threw four interceptions and he had completed as many passes to the other team as to his own team, Asante Samuel had caught more passes from Trevor at one point.
How about that, though?
They got to give Justin more protection in Chicago.
No question.
More everything. More protection, more pass catchers, more talent.
And how about a quarterback coach who knows how to work with the kid properly? That would be kind of a big thing.
Well, we just got a new general manager, so maybe that'll all change now.
Yeah, good point.
Would
so
Sean
all you Bear fans out there.
Yeah, would Sean Payton want to go there?
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Sure, why not?
That would be interesting. Yeah, Ken would like that.
I mean, shoot, if he could turn something, if he liked Taysom Hill so much, you got to imagine he can.
Whoa, what he could do with Justin Field.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles has been waiting on the line down there in Sarasota, Florida. I got to do a shout out for all the people listening from Port Charlotte all the way up to Spring Hill, Florida, up to Brooksville. That's about where we get cut off. A little bit in Crystal River if the water's right and the weather's right. And all the way out to Lakeland, Florida. Charles, good morning to you, man. How you doing today?
Hey, fellas, glad to talk to you again. And I just heard the other time, breaking news here, Georgia just scored again.
Good one, man. That's funny.
And he's sitting there, and that was just an absolute beatdown. I don't understand how that coach at the end, you want to, you know, build up your team. Yeah, well, we had a great season, which they did, but I don't know why these coaches are afraid to come out going, fellas, we got our asses whipped. I mean, you know, that was just an absolute freaking beatdown. I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I mean, the way they played Michigan and stuff, I figured, what the heck, man? It might be a 10, 20-point game, something like that, but good Lord. And then I heard the sad news, we're losing our defensive coordinator to Ole Miss, old Pete Golding's leaving the Tide and going to Ole Miss, but, you know, it might be time for him to move on anyway, so.
Oh, yeah, we got to wish the guy well, Charles. You know how that is. I mean, you're an assistant coach for so long, and you finally get a shot to go elsewhere if it's a better situation or a head coach position somewhere else. You got to take it. No doubt about it, Charles. Who do you like in the games today, Charles, and tomorrow night's game? Do you like the Dolphins or the Bills?
Well, you know, being an old Florida boy and everything, I mean, you got to try to pull for, you know, the Dolphins. But like you were saying, they just ain't got the horses to hang with it. But I think the AFC Championship's going to come down between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Bengals. And then I think the 49ers, Eagles in the NFC. But, you know, like you said, it's the playoffs. Stranger things have happened. But and I'm hoping that either you and Josh or the two of you together will put in your resume to become the next head coach for the Chargers, because
we couldn't do any worse. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable, man. But listen, you guys enjoy all the games and stuff.
Thanks, Charles.
I appreciate you guys' show. Sure. And you guys have a blessed week.
You too, Charles. God bless you, man.
Did you see Cliff Kingsbury is buying a one-way ticket to Thailand? He got fired by the Cardinals. He got reached out to be offense coordinator in some other places, reportedly the Patriots, which probably would have been good for Mac. But he bought a one-way ticket to Thailand, and he's just going on a sabbatical, totally stepping away from football, going away from everything.
You could see in his face, he was burned out like Dick Vermeil was, you know, when you were a kid, so you wouldn't remember that. So, but, yeah, and then he came back years later and won a Super Bowl with Rams and Kurt Warner. So
burnt out at 43?
Dude, that guy, I mean, he just is – football crazy. I mean,
but again, this is my whole thing with Sean McVay talking about, oh, I'm burnt out, won a Super Bowl, this was such a tough year. Like, you mortgaged your entire future to microwave a Super Bowl, and now he's coming back. So I respect the heck out of that.
Oh,
I don't know what their plan is. I don't, you know, they expect, you know, Touchdown Tom to come over there or Rod or whatever it may be. But it was interesting. But again, the only reason I reference Cliff is I think Staley should join him in Thailand.
There you go.
You know, they can go figure it out over there.
Good deal. And hack it with Denver, too, all three of them. Or maybe they can come to Florida and coach some high school football, because that's ridiculous.
And also, though, there's certain franchises that always seem to just be stuck in the mud, stuck in a rut, and can't get by it. The Cardinals, not saying they're cursed or anything, but bad ownership always trickles down. There doesn't seem to, and that, again, that whole incident with the general manager, and they fired the coach, and was it the general manager that looks like him that maybe was committing some, you know, engaged in nefarious acts, if we will.
Yeah, something isn't right. Something doesn't jive. I got to do a shout-out for my man Jeff down in Sarasota, Florida. He goes, Patrick Tony Dungy is royalty. He's paid his dues. I'll tell you one thing, Jeff. He does a great job announcing the games. It was fantastic the way he just shared it all. His pregame is awesome, but I really enjoyed him doing the game last night. I'll tell you what I really enjoy if he'd run for mayor in this great city of Tampa. He's not going to do it, but if he did, he'd win hands down. I can tell you all that. I wish someone could get a hold of him and say, hey, Tony, do us a favor. We need a good mayor here in Tampa. How about you give it a shot? So anyway, when we come back, Josh and I will finish up the games. We'll do some FanDuel talk, some investment talk, so you want to stay tuned. We have some good messages for you, some good news, weather. We'll just be about 3 minutes, so hang in there, and thank you very much.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Here's the latest from the Answer News Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. New Russian missile attacks on apartment complexes in several Ukrainian cities. This is prompting UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to promise to provide tanks and artillery to Ukraine. 9 people killed, 64 wounded in the southeastern city of Dnipro when a Russian missile strike destroyed a section of a building there. A photo showed a large gap in the 9-story apartment complex. Western officials say violence against civilians in Mali has risen in the past year since hundreds of Russian mercenaries began working alongside the West African country's armed forces to stem a decades-long insurgency by Islamic extremists. Diplomats, analysts, and human rights groups say terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda and ISIS have only gotten stronger, and there's concern the Russian presence will further destabilize the already troubled region. This is SRN News.
AM 860, The Answer. Listen on our website, theanswertampa.com. 93.7 FM. W229DJ Dunedin. By downloading the Answer Tampa app or on TuneIn or Odyssey. The latest from AccuWeather at the top and bottom of the hour. Only on AM 860, The Answer.
Today, we'll have plenty of sunshine with a high 59. Tonight, clear and chilly with a low 40. Tomorrow, plenty of sun with a high 66. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low 45. Tuesday, partly sunny and nice, the high will be 70. Wednesday, partly sunny and pleasant, with a high 77. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Garrett Beck for AM 860, The Answer.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with The Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Sports Zone here on AM 860 The Answer. In studio with me is Josh Levinson. We do appreciate you tuning in. We've been talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars coming down from 27-0 to win the game 31-30. The Chargers could only put up 3 points in the second half. Unbelievable. In the early game, San Francisco looks like they're going to be Super Bowl champs with Purdy and Debo and CMC, as we affectionately call him, Christian McCaffrey. His dad was a heck of a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos back in the day. People don't realize that. But, no, it's very interesting how that's played out. Did you do any playoff football fantasy things?
No, I didn't, because I've, you know, I
know you're busy doing a lot of things.
Well, I have so many other wagers and, you know, betting, just other bets pending and stuff that I'd prefer to kind of
focus. I came real close just on a whim to play Purdy to the thing, and, you know, I could maybe step out to everybody. Everybody's going to have Josh Allen, so no one's going to gain. That's how you gain things. Debo Samuel, not a lot of people played him, and then that 74-yard run, boy, you prayed you had him. It's funny how fantasy can change on a dime, Josh, as you know very well with being with FanDuel. We do have to do a shout-out for people listening. FanDuel, you know, fumbled yesterday. Guess what? It happens. Okay, we're all human. Business happens. I do believe FanDuel is going to do the right thing, Josh, and make it up to their consumers for, you know, especially being Super Wild Card Sunday, man. Those were two games people were really counting on watching last night and rooting in. So, anyway, you know, the good news is, Josh, my opinion is, at least it wasn't a full slate Sunday, because that would have been really bad. People would have been like, man, come on, I was doing this, waiting for this all week long, and now I don't, you know. Whereas at least now people can watch today, and what, hey, what you bet yesterday, you know, maybe you would have won, maybe you wouldn't have. I mean, it's easy to say after the fact, and anyway, it is what it is. Double down today. Is everything working on the site today, Josh, from what you've seen for the sports bettors out there and fantasy players?
Seems like it. It seems like they were able to fix things. But, yeah, it's a bad look, unfortunately. It's a reminder that no one's perfect. But
what, you know, here would have been my thoughts on that, Josh. If they had too many people play, like if they cap it at 100,000 entries and they go over that. I know that changes the money concept of it. Well, why just not make it less for the guy who comes in 50th place? I mean, the 50,000th place. Because normally if you're in the, you know, 30,000, you get your money back type of thing, Josh, if you're in the top third. You know, so you just say, hey, you know, this time you don't get your money back, you know, or more people in it. Maybe, you know, you can't take it from the guy who wins it because that'd be terrible. Man, I finally won. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I finally won 100 grand. Oh, I'm sorry, Patrick. That'd only be 80 because of having too many people and we had to trickle it down. That wouldn't be cool. But if, hey, sorry, man, we had more entries. If you would have won, you would have been set, you know, or if you would have made the middle or done better, you would have been set. So this is the way it worked out.
It's just such a it's a difficult situation because if someone that submitted their entry after the fact wins, like if they were the limit
right,
entry,
yeah,
and they win, and then you say, oh, wait, actually, the contest was full. Sorry about that. Then that looks even worse.
Oh, God, yeah, you can't do that. No, I mean, yeah, somebody.
But you have to be, but when you're exchanging money, large amounts of money, and yeah, betting and gambling and making yourself out to be a leader in a what's going to become a trillion-dollar industry.
Oh yeah.
Then you can't have mistakes like this. Unfortunately, that's just the reality, and they do happen. But it sometimes certain mistakes are more consequential than others, and so.
Amen.
We'll see. And that's it. Everyone has the freedom and the right to take their money and go elsewhere.
Let me ask you this, Josh. Obviously, you're more computer savvy than I am. It just is what it is. What I don't understand is when I do pull up FanDuel and they have, like, Tua in there, they have, you know, Bridgewater, they have guys that aren't playing. Why do they even keep them in the lineups like that? I wish they wouldn't do that. But go ahead. Maybe there's a rationale behind it, Josh.
Yeah, if a player is inactive, I can totally see. But if guys put someone in their lineup and they enter their lineup before a guy gets ruled out, and then it's advantageous to those that wait that you're facing someone that did it too early. But conversely, what if you have Teddy Bridgewater in your lineup and Skylar Thompson gets hurt today and Teddy comes in and plays well? Then all of a sudden you benefit.
Well, no, I'm not saying, you know, if you're out. I'm not saying if you're injured.
So you're saying if the guy's completely
Yeah,
and
there's
totally
no way
inactive.
Tua's playing today. So why is he even on the FanDuel board at $7,400? It makes no sense to me, Josh.
Yeah, and it's the only reason is because the lineups are put out well before the actual guy gets ruled out, because he wasn't ruled out until Tuesday or Wednesday. And so some people are already filling out their lineups well in advance because they think it gives them an early edge.
Okay, well, I don't see how it does. I really don't, because the price isn't going to change. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
No, I mean, now you and I playing against each other maybe in pickups and things, you know, when you talk about leagues, 12-man leagues. You know, this came up, Josh. What do you think is the fair trade? Again, that word fair, everybody hates when I use it. But what makes more sense? Now, I'm going to say that. If I was leading you 125 to 120, okay, and you had McPherson, and you had Diggs, okay, and now it's 125 to 124, okay? We all know you would have beat me, right, Josh? Okay, but they canceled the game. It doesn't count. Technically, I won, right, Josh?
Yes.
Should I split the money with you? I'm playing you in the championship. Yes or no? And who won the championship that year? That's the second question.
I think it's truly up to either the commissioner to try to just take everything into account and negotiate. Like I say, in one of my leagues, we have co-champions this year. In the other league, where it was a clear and decisive victory, that we all agreed, okay, that guy won. So, you know, at the end, you got to let democracy prevail, I guess. Leave it up to whoever to, you know, negotiate it. And, yeah, it stinks. It was totally unprecedented, but at the end of the day, you just have to be able to make a judgment call.
Do I have the right to say? I wouldn't, to be candid with you. I would split myself.
Yeah.
And people who know me go, yeah, Highland would split. But I'm not going to begrudge the guy, because he could say, hey, guess what? Last year, when I drafted this guy in the first round, he broke his leg. Nobody was crying the blues for me.
Right.
So guess what? It's fantasy football, baby. It's luck and bad luck. That's bad luck. Bad beat for you, Josh. Sorry, I won, you lose.
And I think the best way to do it would have been based off of, like, the projected scores, the expected winning.
You know, I don't like that, Josh.
You know why? I really don't. I mean, common sense prevails, but what was the probability of the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the game last night?
See that? So I think going into it, you have to understand and acknowledge there isn't a right or perfect way to do this or fix this.
No,
so I used a general metric where if it was like more than 90% probability,
right,
no questions asked.
A lot of people did that. What about this as a solution? If you had McPherson and Diggs, you get their Week 18 stats. Then if you beat the guy, you beat the guy.
Nah,
you don't like that.
Well, because guys didn't play, you know? Like Tom Brady was pulled early.
Making a point here that some leagues did that, though, Jeff.
Absolutely. And that, again, I don't criticize anyone. This was very...
That might have been the fairest way to do it if you want to know the truth.
Maybe.
Because then you're praying for McPherson to kick 3 field goals, let's say, because those situations... They were in the 9 to 10 point range and maybe had 2 guys, or you had Higgins and McPherson because you're a Bengals fan. You go, man, I'm down by 9. I can get 10. And then you pray on the last week, you get it.
Every situation was completely different. There is not a one-size-fits-all solution for this. I think you had to be subjective with everything.
You would probably know the rules on this, Josh. This is important. If the game would have gone into the fourth quarter, like in baseball, if you go 6 innings, it's a legitimate game. Would have the same thing happen with that football game if Hamlin, God bless him, he's doing well, man. And would have they made it an official game? Let's suppose it would have been 21 to 18, fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, and that happened to Hamlin. What do you think would have happened? Give me your take, number one.
I believe they probably would have called it at that. You know what? I think they probably would have finished the game.
Whoa!
I think because there was so much on the line in that situation, week 17, there's only 5 minutes left, I think they would have made him finish the game. I really do.
I don't know. Those guys were stunned. I don't think. No, you know what would have happened?
Maybe not that day. Maybe they would have resumed play at the 5-minute mark, like the next day or something like that. I know that sounds silly, but
no.
I think because of how much was on the line. Again, if this was week 6, week 7, Panthers, Jaguars, again, or even if it was the same divisional, you know, something like that, then it wouldn't have been nearly as much. They could have fixed it with bye weeks and all that. But just because of the context,
what
of the
happens
situation,
in would have FanDuel credited the points in that situation? Would have the contest been refunded, or would they play them? I know after the debacle yesterday, that's a heck of a question to hit you
they
with, kid. Sorry.
I think in that situation, jeez. They are very fortunate it happened in the first quarter.
Well, no, what happens in baseball, Josh? If I have a guy...
There's a precedent there if it's past the 7th inning, though, right?
Right, no, yeah. And I get if my guy hit a home run,
yeah,
it does count on that day's FanDuel.
They have rules for that. So
yeah,
that's where this was. So, and yeah, I don't think there's anything like that in football, where if it gets past halftime or gets past the third quarter...
In gambling... There is. I don't know about FanDuel.
Oh, in gambling, there is for sure.
If they get into the fourth quarter of a football game and the game gets called because of lightning or the electricity goes out, guess what? Whatever the score was, it's done.
And especially, know? Yeah. Absolutely.
The only thing they don't do, it's funny, Josh, the over-under is a no bet then in football. At least that's been my experience.
Right, and they'll usually refund props or different things like
that's
that.
That's correct,
but,
too.
But here's one thing. If you hit an over, let's say...
You hit the over and it gets called, guess what?
Yeah,
too bad for you, which I think's a little messed up.
Even if... Or conversely, if you had... In that Bengals-Bills game, I don't remember who scored the first touchdown. If it was Dawson Knox, T. Higgins... I don't remember who found the end zone, but if you had, like, any time touchdown score, just an individual prop bet, the book would have cashed it out. Because there's a lot of books that right when they hit the over, they cash it immediately. So it can work both ways sometimes.
I want to say it was Mixon, but I get your point.
Whoever.
Yeah, whoever it was. I think he ran it in to get my memory, and then Bass kicked a field goal. Imagine if you had Bass kick the first field goal. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, it's just, like you said, unprecedented situation. We're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, Josh and I will give our predictions on the games and how you should invest. You're listening to AM 860, The Answer, The Sports Zone. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.
You listen to this radio station for truth at a time when truth is an endangered species. Now, we want to invite you to listen to our sister TV network, Salem News Channel. You'll find us in the App Store or online at salemnewschannel.com or on Roku or similar devices. You'll see Hugh Hewitt in the morning, followed by Mike Gallagher. You'll see Dennis Prager, followed by Sebastian Gorka. And at 5 Eastern Time, our newest star, Andrew Wilkow, with Dinesh D'Souza at 7 Eastern. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the mainstream media.
Bill Bunkley with something to think about. Every morning when we wake up, we should be full of gratitude for another day of life before us. We are reminded daily by events in the daily news cycle that our earthly life is so short and can come to an unexpected conclusion at any moment. You become comfortable with thinking that I'm going to live a long, long life. But we know that will not be the case for all of us. The Bible instructs us never to go to sleep if we have aught with another person. Settle an issue before your day ends, especially with a family member or a good friend. You never know what the next day will bring. A life of regret over a disagreement is too long to bear when a loved one departs this life unexpectedly. Every day of life is precious, of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. I'm Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Let's get back to the discussion. In Hillsboro, 813-289-1860. Anywhere else, toll free 877-969-8600. And now your host, Patrick Hyland.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Sports Zone. Got about 5 minutes left. Josh, let's give a quick analysis on every game from a investing perspective. The Buffalo Bills, they'll be kicking off here in about an hour and some change. Does Buffalo cover the 14 points, Josh?
No.
Really?
No. This is going to be disgusting. Obviously, what I referenced to earlier, I think there's going to be a huge emotional aspect of DeMar Hamlin leading him out of the tunnel, something like that. Like, the place is just going to be
rocking.
Right,
no, maybe you didn't hear my question properly. I said, you don't think Buffalo's going to cover the 14?
Oh, I thought you asked the Fins were going to cover. My bad. Absolutely. Okay. I think the Bills are going to rock them. But 21 plus.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's going to get ugly quick. It's going to be – Skylar Thompson just overmatched. I'm sorry.
Now, what's your thoughts about the over-under on that game? See, that's a kind of weird number to me.
I like the over.
I do, too. I mean, but you got to think, how many touchdowns are the Bills going to score today? Give me your
five.
Number. Five, no question. 35, you feel good about, and a field goal.
I think they get a defensive touchdown. So like 35-14. And the 14 is late after the game's already put out of reach.
See, that's what I don't know about. See, that's what scares me about the total. And
it's going to be a mess. Yeah, I really do. I think the Bills could cover it all on their own, but I think they're going to let the foot off. They're going to let James Cook get comfortable, first playoff game, that sort of thing.
I think James Cook is a good FanDuel option today. I got him in my FanDuel, so let's hope.
He could be solid. They're just overmatched.
They are.
It's not.
It's going to be, it's just a game to tune in and see what happens and strictly for FanDuel and betting purposes. Go Bills, Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah.
You'll hear me with Captain Matt Bruce tomorrow morning at 5:45, baby, talking about his Bills kicking butt, he hopes. And I'm a Dolphin fan. Everybody knows that. But I just don't think it's their year. I think it's the Bills' year, and we shall see. All right, Josh, the New York football Giants headed to Minneapolis, Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Now, can we get Kirk Cousins to play big in a big-time game, or are we going to have that weird persona that kid has on him? What's your thoughts?
I'd like the Giants to at least cover the 3 here. Like, at the very, very least, I really think they could win outright. They're the better team. I really do. And I think, we're talking about the Chargers not resting their guys. The Giants do not have a single player on their injury report that is questionable or doubtful.
Oh, what a brilliant move. Maybe that coach might keep his job.
Yeah, they're getting guys back.
I think Minnesota's going to find a way to pull it out. I really do, Josh. That's a little bit of my heart talking because I really think it's a Buffalo-Minnesota Super Bowl. I'm hoping it's scripted that way. No pun intended. You know what? I had people saying, oh, there we go again, the NFL, scripting the games with Jacksonville coming back. And I was like, and I want your opinion on this, Josh, and then we'll get to the last game in the Bucs. The bottom line is, if that game would have been scripted, they would have wanted the Chargers to win because more people would want to see the Chargers in KC than Jacksonville in KC. Do we agree on that?
Yeah.
So, please. So, anyway, it's funny discussion to talk about, but be real. Well, okay, then. You and I differ. We'll have to talk next week and see if the Giants come through or not. Cincinnati and Baltimore. Is Cincy going to cover the number at home?
Yeah, they should. Again, Harbaugh's tough. They're tough. They're going to be able to keep them in it, but Bengals are a unit. Ravens are down to their QB2, maybe even QB3 with Huntley and
Brown.
Is
Lamar just not playing, period, in your opinion, Josh? His agents have probably contacted the Ravens.
He doesn't remember. He represents himself. It's his mom.
Okay.
So 110%. He has decided that this is a business decision for him, and yeah. I hope to see him in a Buccaneers uniform next season.
I hear you. So Tommy Boy going to Vegas?
Seems that way.
Sure doesn't it?
I'm hearing a lot, and then they'd be hyped. They, you know, you got Tom and Devontae and Waller and Renfrow.
Does Aaron go down to Miami?
He's not leaving Green Bay. Okay. This is gonna. He's just Brett Favre all over again. I'm so tired of him.
I love it. So last but not least, Josh, we got 1 minute to talk about your Buckaroos, and I like Tampa Bay. Are they going to win? Don't let your heart. You feel it, or you just.
Again, it's kind of like the Giants. I don't know necessarily who's going to win, but it's going to be a three-point game. I think you take the three. But yeah, Buccaneers at home, Tom Brady. I definitely feel more comfortable betting on them because Cowboys haven't even been.
And then what happens? Okay, let's say the Bucs win. They go to Philly. That's going to be ugly, isn't
it? Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
But you know what?
That's going to get ugly.
You know what's funny? You know how I'm pretty hard on them. You know why I think they have a weird shot against Philly? Is because their rush defense
is
tough.
But hold on now. If the Giants win, wouldn't we go to San Francisco?
Giants are under. That's correct. Yeah, because it's Minnesota is 3.
The rematch,
seven,
Brock
and
Purdy, redemption.
4-5, yes. Wow, that would be interesting, Josh. Can Minnesota pull off? A lot to look forward to this weekend, especially for the Buck fans to see what happens. But getting back to it, because I think Minnesota's going to win, so Tampa Bay's going to Philly if they win. And I think they can stop the rush game. And I think they can put enough pressure on Jalen Hurts. To beat them. That's the crazy part about it. Then I think, you know, San Fran, Minnesota, I don't know. But anyway, hey, this is for Scott Levinson. As Scott says, peace, Tampa Bay. Peace. God bless.
Hello, this is Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Heard on this great station from 11 to 12 every Sunday. Also, during the week, I help out people with their insurance and financial needs. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Anything to do with Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits, life insurance, or annuities. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. We'll discuss your insurance needs and some sports.